Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
Good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. It's a beautiful 21st of May, and it's the eve of the blue moon, a full moon in Sagittarius. What a great evening, what a great day, a great time to be ending old chapters, closing the old book, and beginning the new. And what about the energies this week? Where have they been taking us? What have they been doing? And what have they been showing us? And I think this evening, whilst I'm here alone, but I know that you're with me too. I just want to share some unconditional love with you. That means I love you. I love you all, and I thank you for listening. So this energy, what's been going on? Is this been about the planetary aspects? This is about us. Is this about all of the things that are going on in the universe? Yes, it is, because everything is real. Everything is relative. What is it telling us to do? To look at ourselves, to look at ourselves deeper, to look at where we're going and what we're doing. I believe so. You know, many eons we've been on this planet. We've been here from outer space, from inner space, from all of these various planets and star systems. And we're here. We are here in this incarnation. And what are we going to do to help change what is happening out there? Have you seen what's going on around the world? I have. I see it every day. I don't pay much attention to it, but I think many of us can see the mess that we're in. But not many people are doing anything to change it. And this week, I have had unprecedented writing experiences, images, messages from this side and the other side. And I'm sitting here in a small town in Croatia, wondering, but knowing what I'm doing here. And I'm here to help change. And this week I was teaching children a different perspective on life because they have been educated in a way here that's based upon an old system, an old communist system, which became socialist, which became a democracy. Croatia and Serbia separated. And that system is still in place. And slowly but surely it's changing. It's changing for the better. But it's still going to take two or three generations for everything to change. But there is something that we can do today, and it's something true that each and every one of you can do today, is to take responsibility. It's not the politician's fault. It's not the church's fault. It's nobody's fault, but we can encourage change. And it's important that we share this message with our children. We share this message of love, that everything is going to be okay, that they're free spirits. We've been making mistakes and errors and God knows what for centuries. We've been playing around with this planet like it's a game of tennis. And we're being driven. And I know that with the many people that I've been speaking to that are on the ascension path, that are waking up, twins, souls, whatever we want to call it, there's no need for a label. But what I know from the younger generations, they're tired. They can see it with clarity. They can see the state. They can see the mess, and they don't want it anymore. And these younger generations are far more awake than we give them credit for. And the interesting dynamic of teaching these children this week was the contrast in the systems, the contrast in the attitudes. There are so many expectations from parents and grandparents on their children. You should be a doctor. You should be a physicist. You should be a scientist. You should be a teacher. You should be this and you should be that. Hold on a second, guys. Our children should be what they want to be, what they desire the most. What are their burning passions inside? What do they excel at? What really is their driving force? Because one thing I know from teaching adults to teaching children, is we have to feel from our heart. We have to feel our soul. And there we're revealing the truth of who we are and our true destiny. I remember when I was a kid, I despised being told what to do. I want to explore life in my way. Even as a child, I wanted to explore things. The difference between breaking the boundaries and borders that my parents set me, that my grandparents set me, that my teachers set me, what society set me. And I went on and discovered life. I didn't conform to what society expected. And maybe that makes me unique amongst many of you that are unique. But there are billions of people following similar patterns that you must, you must, you must. The only thing that you must do is to live your life. Live your life in love. Live your life as if every day is the last day that you're here. Appreciate everything that you have. You may not have anything material in your life, but that doesn't make you poor. That makes you rich. You may have the biggest house in the world. That doesn't make you rich. Your heart, your deeds, and your actions are what make you rich. What you give to society, what you give to help others, what you give to yourself and your family, that is what makes you rich. Our forefathers, our philosophers, they've driven us to this place where we are today. And I know that the energies are driving us to our inner truth, to our true authentic selves. And only we know what our true authentic self is. Nobody can tell you who you are. Only you know who you are. And this is the difference between what is real and what is not. Everything else is an illusion. Everything outside of your space is an illusion. It's been created by society to please you, to entice you, to tempt you. What is your world? Your world comprises of what you put around it. And you are responsible for that. You invite people into your life. You choose who comes in, who stays, who goes. This is about accepting responsibility of who you are, your truth, and your true purpose, your true divine purpose. And many weeks I've been talking about truth. I know this week that I've been driven to a truth that I never expected. I've had curveballs thrown at me, and I have dealt with them in a way that I would never have dealt with them a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So we're in a better place. What we create around us is the most important thing out of everything. It doesn't matter what Trump is doing, what Trudeau is doing, what Clinton's doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't serve you. They do not serve you. Only you serve yourself. And as our philosophers and forefathers have brought us to this place where we are at now, our own truth, and we accept responsibility for what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it, we can transform ourselves. We are warriors. We can go to the work every day and we can fight in the office. We can disagree with that and we can disagree with everything else. When we look in the mirror, do we disagree with that too? We embrace it. We look at it. We love it. We feel it. And we find what is yearning to come out, our true authentic self. Technology today allows us to communicate with people in a way that we've never been able to communicate before. And we've misinterpreted what it's for. It's to connect us, but it's to connect us in a way that allows us to share love, not abuse, not propaganda, not whatever. It's there to allow us to promote love. Everyone is connected these days. Everyone is connected by Wi-Fi, by mobile, by whatever means possible. But we spend most of that time bad-mouthing each other, miscommunicating. I send a message to somebody, that message is misinterpreted. We need to speak to people face-to-face. We need to speak to people in a proper and social environment where we can interact. In effect, society has become faceless. We've been driven to communicate in a way that serves only, and I repeat, it serves only those that are charging you for that service, those that are charging you to buy their appliances, those that are encouraging you to click here and click there. Click on a link on a website, you're going to go to an advertising space. Somebody's making money on that. Send an SMS, unless it's in, you're paying for it. You are paying to communicate. It costs nothing to sit down with your best friend. It costs nothing to communicate in that way. So the logic that we're being told is the right way is actually making and creating this faceless society. And we really have forgotten how to communicate. We've forgotten how and what love is. Because of this instant gratification, because of the need or the urgency that society has insisted is the way to do things, when in fact it's not. Remember, you, each and every one of you, is able to decide how and when you respond, how you reply. You're in control. You press send, you press enter, or you send a video message. You're in control. If you take a step back and take time and feel what you feel, isn't it better to go and see that person or invite them for a drink or just go to their house? Remember those days when you used to just knock on your friend's door and say, how are you doing? You maybe spend 25 minutes walking there and get there and there's nobody there, but you've made the effort. I'll continue after the break.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
We're talking about everything that's going on. We're talking about how our lives have changed dynamically in a very, very short space of time. From one day to the next, our lives are changing. If we're consciously aware, we notice these things. I was walking along the riverbank today and I'm watching frogs jumping in the river. And my eyes were drawn into the river. And I saw, as my shadow was in front of me, I saw this snake swimming away and a black fish released from its mouth. How many people notice these things? I'm consciously aware of what's going on around me. I'm listening, I'm watching, I'm in tune with nature. I'm in tune with the environment in which I'm living. I then went on to meet some friends. As we do on a Saturday, we get together as 40 to 60 year olds. And we're talking about life, how beautiful it is. It was beautiful and sunny here today. And we're sharing our different views because we're all different nationalities. We all have different views and perspectives of how things were. We were talking about Celts, we were talking about the Egyptians, we were talking about the Romans, we were talking about Serbs and Croats, and how life has changed in the last 20 years. I recognize how my life changed since yesterday. And I think man has evolved. Man has evolved at a rate of knots that we cannot keep up. We can tell this by the rate of technology being released and being forced in our face. How many times a month is a new mobile phone released, or a new gadget, or new this and new that? And we're compelled to buy because we're told that our old technology is out of date. My iPhone, which I bought in 2011, is not out of date. It still functions. My Windows 7 software is not out of date. It still functions. But you're driven by marketers, by marketeers, by profiteers to keep up with the latest technology. The life cycle of a mobile phone these days is how long? Less than a year? But you sign a contract for 2 or 3 years, so you're locked in. You have no freedom. You want to buy a new mobile? Okay, you need to extend your contract by another 3 years or 2 years or 1 year. You buy a house because you want to buy a house. You take it on credit for how many years? 10 years, 20 years, 25 years. Can you see how society is locking you in? Locking you in to what they want you to be. This is how life should be. You need to be up to your eyeballs in debt. You need to be working to pay tax to support a system that doesn't function correctly. Is this the way of humanity? Is this why we're here? Is this why we're here to feed? To feed those that make profit, to feed those that run our infrastructures, that run our countries. We feed them. And what do they provide us? And these are the things that I'm asking you to look at, because those are the illusions that are created, and you're locked in. And how many millions or billions of people are locked into credit deals, and how many billions of people are locked into wanting to have the latest car or the latest boat or whatever the latest. You're locked in. You're controlled. If you're 1 month late, you're charged interest. You pay tax on what you earn. It goes into a system that you have no control over. And you're provided with services that, in some cases, are third world. Your road is crumbling apart. You can't get out of your drive when there's a meter of snow. But you're paying for that service. You're paying for your politicians to run your countries. But what do they do for you? Is this balance? And I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that anybody stops paying tax, because you will never stop paying tax, because everything you buy is taxed. So you work and you pay tax. You consume, you pay tax. So you're paying. You're paying to live. This is not what humanity is about. Go back to the beginning of evolution. Go back to the beginning of man. Man lived in nature. Man lived off the land. Man didn't have to pay taxes to anyone. This is where we should be going back to. If you stop consuming every day from a certain chain of stores, that store would stop working. There's 190 million people in the US. If you stopped buying McDonald's, each of you, for a day, how much money would McDonald's lose? Billions. I hope you can follow the logic that you're contributing, you're feeding those that are supposed to serve you. But how are they serving you? You only can serve yourself. You make conscious decisions about what you want to buy, how you want to eat, what you want to eat. But you're told all the time, this is not good for you, this is not good for you, you need to buy this, you need to have this. Why? I smoke cigarettes because I choose to. I pay tax on that. I don't drive any longer, so I don't contribute to that system. I don't watch television, so I don't contribute to that system. I have internet because I need to for communication, for the work that I do. This is the only thing that I consume. I consume food. I buy vegetables from the market, not from a supermarket. I buy homemade vegetables that people bring to a local market and sell at lower prices than what I can buy in my local supermarket. Think about it. Would you rather buy from a man that's put hard blood and sweat and toil into producing pure vegetables? Or would you rather go to a supermarket and buy something that's probably been processed, probably GMO'd, and probably imported from another country? I know what I would rather choose. Would you rather have a chicken in your garden than have fresh eggs? Or would you rather go to a supermarket and buy them? And this is not a hippie talking. This is somebody that's lived his life talking. This is a man that's had a lot of money and not had a lot of money. And I'm happy living in either way. I consume what I consume and I contribute to a system that doesn't give me anything. It doesn't provide me with anything. I have my own medical insurance. If I need healthcare, I have my medical insurance. I don't have anything or take anything from the state. So why should I contribute to that system? It's the same as contributing to ourselves. I am and you are the single most important thing on this planet today. So when you feed yourself and you feed yourself love, you're recharging those reserve tanks of love that you've forgotten. And many of us are remembering these feelings of true love. What true love is, it's not this synthetic attachment love. This is true unconditional love. It's something that we're remembering and learning. We're remembering what we were here doing before. And we're slowly realizing that this is the right way to live. We're putting aside old values and traditions. What society says is the norm. In my opinion, I'm normal. Other people call me not normal. But to me, I'm normal. I don't really worry what other people say because I speak my words, I walk my truth, and the results of my actions are clear. I can see the results of my actions with my beautiful children, with the work that I do on a daily basis to humanity. I see it. I see people growing. I see people striving to achieve self-growth, and they're expanding their consciousness. They're expanding their conscious mind, and they're beginning to get the left and the right balance, right side of their brains working, functioning, which is what an expanded consciousness is all about. We're actually using and tapping into source energy. Most days, our brains are just evolved. We're only using a certain proportion of our brain. But when we switch off from the matrix, when we switch off from society, we start to tap in to that frozen memory bank or some things that we've known that are carried with us throughout eternity. We're tapping into it, and our abilities and our wisdom and our knowledge is coming through. And this is something that we're learning to use again, something that we're learning to rely on. Intuition is a wonderful thing, and its hindsight is also a wonderful thing. And the idea with hindsight is to acknowledge when you've done something inappropriately or you've upset somebody inappropriately, is to recognize it and to understand it and look at the sequence of events that led up to that and look at the sequence of events that led after that and rectify it. Rectify it as best you can. If that means apologizing, it means apologizing. If it means accept responsibility, accept responsibility. We have to accept responsibility for our actions. It's nobody else's fault. We choose to do what we want to do. And that is what we need to do, accept responsibility. There's a lot of love energy around at the moment. There's a lot of beautiful souls waking up and deciding that they want to make change. But every day is a battle for them. Every day is a conquest. They have to go into challenge with the other energies that are out there. But the stronger and more determined that they are to follow their path, the stronger and more determined that you are to follow the light path, the more energy you have, you will meet and bump into people that have the similar energy and vibration to what you are. And that's what's important, is sharing. I've said this on many occasions in my writings, in my radio shows. Sharing is caring. Learning to communicate, properly communicate with your loved ones, with people. I had a big debate this week with my daughters about how they communicate with each other. And the reason they get upset is because one's sending a message to the other and it gets lost in translation. When they sit down and talk with each other, they can see the color of each other's eyes. They can see the body language. They can see the expression. And they begin to communicate. And they communicate from their heart center, not from their ego center. And there's a big difference. I believe that we can release the ego. The ego will always be with us. It's our savior. But we can release it into the outer realms and bring down that fifth dimensional consciousness that we need to merge the 3D and the 5D together, to bring those source energies through us, allow it to flow through us. That's what's important, allowing love to flow through you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Own Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
For that, this is the biggest thing that we're looking to achieve in our lives, love. We're seeking it everywhere we go, love. But love begins inside you. You need to learn to love yourself, to accept who you are, for for everything that you are. Because you are a loving being. You're not what society says you are. A man constantly has fought. He's managed to destroy everything that he's created. I know that I've destroyed many things in my life that I've created. Many things that I've created have been destroyed by others. But one thing that can never be destroyed is love. We can allow our ego to take over that love and turn it into attachment. But when we strip that ego away, we find the true authentic being inside, the beautiful soul that we are, that true love. And every one of us, no matter how old we are, has experienced true love. That's here and with you eternally. No matter what you believe, whether it's God, the universe, Allah, whoever, it doesn't matter. Believe in yourself. God is in every one of us. Buddha is in every one of us. Jesus is in every one of us. We are beautiful beings. We are beautiful, loving beings. And we need to stop destroying what we create. We can see it all over the world, that these squabbles, these fights, these attacks, these hostile things. Why? Because he's got something better than the other. People are seeking freedom. People are seeking liberty. People are seeking shelter. And we're putting up borders and fences and all of this stuff to stop them. We're stopping them from seeking what they are here to feel and experience. Freedom. Freedom of expression. Freedom to love. Freedom to be. And all of this migration around the world is happening for a reason. People are shifting from continent to continent. You've seen the situation in Europe. People are walking, struggling, thousands and thousands of miles every day, fleeing travesty. But the politicians are squabbling. They can't come here because of this. We've got too many here. They're going to do this, they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Hold on a second. This is humanity. It doesn't matter. We give them freedom. We give them a choice. We give them love. And this is the most powerful energy that we as a human race can give. We've forgotten this. Many, many, many years ago, we forgot this. Love isn't about buying a bunch of flowers. Love may be about going to a garden and picking flowers and giving to somebody genuinely, not as a last minute resort. Sharing your energy, sharing your life experiences. And I know that many of us are receiving messages, and it's been a crazy week, to be honest. Messages from here, there, and everywhere, as I said in the beginning. What do those messages tell us? There's communication. Our minds are open to receiving communication from whatever frequency there is flying around the universe, whatever energies are flying around the universe. If we're transmitting or emitting that frequency, we will pick that energy up. We will pick that message up. A lot of times messages are generalized and used to make profit. There are other messages that are specific and unique and only meant for a few. I know that I've received messages and things this week that were only meant for a handful of people. And I know that they've received messages themselves that were also meant for another handful of people. And this is how we're communicating. We're tapping in to source. We have the technology to share that message quickly, instantly. We're receiving new information from source. We can give it to those that matter. I use the radio station to share this message, the messages that are meant for you. But if nothing changes in your world, how can we expect change? If you don't contribute anything to changing your life, how can you expect change? If you're not willing to work on yourself and invest time and energy in yourself, and you pick up the phone and you call a medium or a healer, an energy healer for instant cures. It doesn't work that way. Ascension doesn't work that way. awakening is a process. We never stop learning. We never stop purging. We're like an onion. We're getting to the layers. There's a layer after layer after layer. It doesn't stop. And if your mind is open to continual learning, every day you learn something new, then you're on the right path because your mind is open to receiving and appreciating. You're appreciating everything that is. You're awake. The idea then is to stay awake. And many of us, particularly twins and ascended awakened souls, or whatever label there are, we're tired, but we're relentless in our mission. We will find ways of communicating even when we're tired. And this is important. We're warriors of light. We're tired. We're tired of seeing this beautiful planet being taken for granted. But each of us has a conscious choice to allow that to continue or to change it. If we all decide to change tomorrow, we'll shift everything. That's how easy it is. Believe me, if you change something in your life as an individual, you will shift the way that your life is lived. But you have to make the conscious decision and follow through with it. You need to make the action. Without the action, you're just waiting for something to happen. The universe needs to see you in action. The universe needs to hear your words and to see that reflected in your actions. Only then can you see positivity come back. If you keep thinking negative thoughts and dark thoughts, this is what's going to manifest in your life, believe me. If you constantly if you're constantly thinking positive thoughts, only positivity will be around you. This is the law of physics. This is the law of the universe. And many great inventors like Tesla have been speaking about this. But we've closed our ears to that. We are energy. That's all we are. When you change the polarity of an energy, you shift it. And you shift it in one direction or the other direction. The same as life. You get to a crossroads. You decide which way you're going to go, which path you're taking. It's your choice. Many have decided that they're going to follow the light path, and they keep finding obstacles. But these obstacles are there for a reason, for you to overcome them. This is each crossroad. Which direction are you going to go? Are you going to continually give up? Life is not a box of chocolates, as Forrest Gump would say. It's not a box of chocolates. We can take a different one every day. But our actions, our intentions, everything that we're trying to manifest does make a difference. If you share love, you will receive love back. You share love with your children, you receive love back. If you're constantly shouting and screaming at your children are never going to listen. But they are going to learn how not to be. But they won't necessarily treat you with respect. They will rebel against you. You put boundaries and borders for a reason. Are those boundaries and borders too high? Whose boundaries and borders are they? Are they yours? Are these boundaries and borders there because this is what you were given as a child? If you allow a child to run free, he's going to learn what he or she needs, not what you want them to learn. Systems fail because they set targets. Children go to school. The school has a target. Every class has a target. So a teacher is targeted to achieve a certain result. If those children don't achieve a certain result, that's a reflection on the teacher. The teacher's not a bad teacher. The teacher has a system to follow. Why? Fill a classroom with mixed age group children and allow them to do what they want to do, they will grow. They will learn. They will learn far quicker and far easier and be specialists in their own field. And this is maybe the way that education should go. It's not about creating an anarchistic education system. It's giving our children the freedom of choice, the same as we're supposed to have. But how many of us do have that freedom of choice? Not many. The privileged few do. They can choose what they do, how they do it, why they do it. But eventually, their time will come. And we can see that across the world today. Political leaders, the church, local authorities, government agencies, everything is under scrutiny. The banking system, the financial services sector, the oil businesses, the stock markets, everything is under scrutiny because the veils of illusion are being lifted. And these veils of illusion are put there to protect and to allow others to feed off of you. Feed your soul, feed your life, and feel the power within, because that power is so extra special. And with that power and that energy, you can duplicate it and give it to another. See how your life changes. You'll stop repeating patterns. You'll stop making mistakes because you're living your truth. You're living your own journey, and how you live it is entirely up to you. You don't have to listen to what anybody says to you. You can do what you want. You're free. It's only us that locks ourselves up in our own prisons. And this is what we've been told is normal. Well, you need to go and see a psychologist. You need to go and see a counselor. You need to do this and you need to do that. You need to take medication. You need to take drugs. You need to take antibiotics. Why? We're trying to change the course of man. Yes, medicine is medicine. But if I can heal tonsillitis without taking medicine, I will heal it. Or I will use something herbal that I can pick in my garden. Not something that's pre-packaged, contains God knows what, and have to pay a fortune for it. And I'll continue after the break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, pharmaceuticals, there we go. if you look at the pharmaceutical industry, it's created. We're spending billions of dollars every year on taking medicines. Who pays to research these medicines? Who pays the scientists to research the drug companies? The drug companies pay for research. The researchers carry that research. The research information goes back to the drug companies. The drug companies release the information that they believe is pertinent to their own medicine. So we are creating this illusion that medicine is here to help. There's only one thing medicine does. It makes profit. Healthcare, medicine, car industry, everything is making profit. You're feeding. We're feeding. Go back to holistic medicines. Go back to the old ancient Chinese medicines. Go back to the old ancient Indian medicines. Or even your region where you are, even the native Indian medicines. They served for millennia. Old Egyptian medicines, they served for millennia, and they still serve today. It seems to be only us in the westernized society that go to a doctor for a cold or a flu or anything. We go to a pharmacy, give me something for a cold or flu, because our bosses want us to work like troopers when we're sick. Hold on a second. This is not what we're here for. We're here to live life, to experience life, not to serve others. We're here, yes, we need to feed ourselves. We need to live and spend money on what we need to water and things like this. But if you go out and live in the wilderness, you have the rain, you have the ground, you have the soil, you have nature. Man's been living like that for millennia. But those of you that live in big cities, you're going to the corner shop to buy what you need to buy and consume. So we really need to rethink the way we're living. And living out in the bush in the wilderness is a great way. Yes, you're off the grid. Your life is so much better. You're living. Yes, you're feeding yourself, but you're feeding yourself from your own work. You don't need really any money to live in the wilderness. At all. Nothing. And many people are adopting that lifestyle today because they're tired of the rat race. They're tired of being slaves and servants. Slavery was abolished when? We're no longer slaves. We're free. But we're not living a free life. We're bowing and we're bending down to those that feed off us. It's a parasitical society. Everyone's feeding off each other. Nobody's giving or sharing. Giving and sharing is what humanity is about. Fear is easy to overcome. You overcome it with love. Anything that is triggered by the ego, you overcome it with love, with compassion, with empathy. That's how you conquer your ego. By loving yourself. Take a look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Are you happy with what you see? I am today. I maybe wasn't a year ago. 2 years ago now. But when we're in a good state of our life, we're happy what we see in the mirror. We look great. We feel great. And that's the state of mind that we want every day. We supercharge ourselves with our own energies, with our own love. Love of our children. Love of our pet. Love of ourselves. And it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says or Hillary Clinton says or David Cameron or Vladimir Putin. It doesn't matter. How do they affect your lives? They don't. They don't serve you. They only serve themselves. But they get to you through their media campaigns, through their propaganda. And most of it's all BS anyway. It's written. It's prescripted. Why? Because it triggers you. When you don't listen to it, how can you be triggered? When you don't answer a message, how can you be triggered? If anybody wants to come and see me, they come and see me. If anybody wants to talk to me, they call me. I get one telephone call a week. Normally from a marketing company. Why? Because I choose to live that way. I'm a free spirit. I'm a free soul. Each of us are. We can choose our own destiny. We're responsible for our own destiny. We have a big job ahead of us to clean up this mess, to clean up this planet. There are far too many people on this planet. We can't take care of each other. And that's a serious thing when we can't take care of each other. This is a faceless society. And that's sad. And each and every one of us contributes to that in our own way. But we are able to change that. There's a light shining in each of us. There's a heart beating in every one of us. We just need to listen to it a little bit more. There are some decisions that I've had to make this week that I've had to make with a heavy heart. But that's a reality that I have to live with. I don't think about tomorrow, I think about today. Living about the here and now, living in the here and now. This is something I'm trying to teach my children. Don't worry about what university you're going to go to. Don't worry about whether you're going to pass your homework for next week. Don't worry about whether you passed your exam that you did today. You did your best. And that's all we have to do. We do our best in good faith, without any malice. And that's a big change for a lot of people. And that's the energies that we're being drawn to. There's a full moon in just over an hour. Very appropriate timing, I believe, for a lot of things. A lot of things in my life, a lot of things in your life. Have a full moon celebration tonight. Write down on a piece of paper everything that you want to release. Everything that you believe no longer serves you. And release it to the universe. Allow that release to close the chapters, to close the books. We've already started writing our new books. We need to close the old chapters. We need to change the templates. We need to break these patterns. And I know for sure that there are millions of you out there that know that. You feel it. Things that are going on in your life. There are tough decisions to be made. And now is the perfect time to do it. On a full moon. Love is around us. Love is in us. We are love. Share it. It costs nothing to share that. And when you think about that in a realistic way, when you put your logical mind into that, isn't it better to share something that costs nothing than to share a message that costs something? It's not a hard question. It's a very easy answer. There's no reason to send a message via SMS. Go and see the person. If something's on your mind, go and see the person. Take a walk on the wild side. Follow your intuition. If somebody's on your mind, reach out to them in whichever way, shape, or form. But try and make an effort. Make an effort to share that love that is inside of you. Unconditional love. Don't expect anything back. Send it. If nothing comes back, it doesn't matter. As soon as you send it, forget about it. Don't expect anything. When we expect, it's a want. It's a demand. What comes back, comes back. If you don't get it from one person, you'll get it from another person. If you don't get it from a person, you'll get it from a creature. Or you'll get it from a tree in the street. Or a flower in the field. Or from something that you're eating. This is what we have forgotten. I remember. I'm waking. I'm awake. But I continue on that process of ascension. I'm constantly learning every day. I'm constantly seeing something new. Because my eyes, my ears, my senses are open to it. And unless we do something to change the way we live and how we live and how we communicate, there's not much hope. There's not much hope for our kids and for the kids' kids, for your great-grandchildren. There's not much hope because it can't continue in this way. Some of the messages that I've received from Spirit this week have clearly indicated to me that There's a big storm coming. Something has to shift. We can see it in South America, Latin America. We can see it in the States. We can see it in Europe. But nobody believes it's going to happen. Everyone thinks everyone's crazy. We have to be crazy to make change. We have to think outside the box. Tesla did. Many philosophers did. Philosophers thought outside the box. And this is the message that has continued through generation after generation. That message is constant. We will never erase that, but we're busy trying to. We're busy trying to forget everything that is, because we live in this illusion. And we create our own illusion. We create our own BS. And we are not happy. So the only way to be happy is to dig inside and to confront that truth, to be your true, authentic self. On that note, I wish you love. I send you love and light. It's been a pleasure to bring the show to you. Unfortunately, this is my last show on Om Times Radio. I wish you well. You can catch me on my website and YouTube channels, askdino.com. It's been a pleasure serving you. Take care. Namaste.